come to our beautiful Bhagavatam class. So we began with singing Jai Radha Madhava.
Recording in progress.
Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi jana balabha Gopi jana balabha Yashodanandana Braja Jana Ranjana 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 Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Krishna Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
वेदांत स्वामी जगत गुरु शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। विष्णुपाद परमहंस गुरुदराज आचार्य सरस्वती श्रीमद शिल भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की अनंत गुरु वैष्णव बिंद की रामाचार्य शिल हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त बिंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गौ गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरि गोवर्धन की वृंदावन मथुर धाम की मायापुर नवोदित धाम की जय। जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। आलाचनी रमणीति धाम की जय। गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की जय। भक्ति देवी श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की जय। हरिनाम संकीर्तन की श्रीपद मध्वाचार्य प्रिंस डे महामहोत्सव की जय। श्री राम विजय महोत्सव की जय। निताय गौर प्रमानंदे हरि हरि। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्णा। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्णा। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद। नमो विष्णुवाय First of all, I'd like to welcome all of you to participate in this beautiful Srimad Bhagavatam discussion every day we do. And I'm sure you all value the Bhagavatam recitation, one of the five most important limbs of bhakti that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu claims, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted through Rupa Goswami Pad, if you do even one of the five, even not attentively, negligently, I'm not saying you should do that, but he said even little bit of it every day, guarantee you will awaken love of Krishna, for Krishna. So that's very wonderful. So I'm eternally indebted and grateful to Srila Prabhupada for that. That he created a wonderful society where you can find the Sadhu Sangha. Because Sadhu Sangha is the root of all other four limbs. whether it's a deity worship or chanting or others, so without sadhu sangha, there is no possibility of following the other four. You may say, well, why not just chanting Hare Krishna will not do? Well, chanting Hare Krishna can be mantra, but in order to give the life in the mantra, has to be someone who is in that Shuddha Satta platform, can infuse the life in the mantra. That's why Guru initiation is required. Advanced Devotee Association is required. mantra itself is not a full of life. The life is given by the devotees, sadhus. So with that note, to purify our consciousness, we invoke the mercy of Lord Vasudev, a particular predominating deity of Lord Krishna, who actually purifies our consciousness. That's why I am assuming Srila Prabhupada introduced this. So please repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Together. Narayanam Namaskritam Narancaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Mudirayat Nasta Prayesu Avadresu Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavate Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishtaki. So I am also grateful to Srila Prabhupada for introducing this Bhagavat worship, that before Prabhupada introduced, even in Gauriya tradition, nobody had this everyday Guru Puja. Nobody had Vyasa Puja yearly, on a birthday, until Bhakti Siddhanta Sudhakur established this in 1924 on his 50th birthday. So we are eternally grateful to each acharyas. This disciplic succession today is very important because Madhvacharya's wonderful contribution in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. So we'll begin with today's verse and then we'll go to Madhvacharya and also Ram Vijay if we have some time. So I'm sure everybody is aware of this chapter. And this chapter, Srila Prabhupada entitles, How Parikshit Received the Age of Kali. It's the first canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 16. So just to remember, every speaker is giving their wonderful realization. It's so wonderful. You can look at the same verse in many way, or the same chapter in many angle. It's wonderful. Such a wonderful nourishment. It's like if you are hungry, then you will not complain. If you are, you will just take it as many variety prasadam is there. But if you are not hungry, you may not show interest to come to or hear the harikatha. So it depends. And if you are sick, because the karmis are sick, they lost the appetite, they need to be cured, they need to admit in the hospital called ISKCON, Krishna consciousness. So far we are, just to give a little brief, the Maharaj, King Parikshit, was ruling the kingdom very nicely. But ruling kingdom, there are four activities are there. Palan, Poshan, Taran, Bhatsan, disciplining, hearing the glories of Krishna from each citizens, law-abiding citizens are well protected, law-breaking citizens are properly corrected. So Maharaj Parikshit was ruling very nicely on these principles, then as he started to roam around, he heard the spy gives the information that Kali just entered in your kingdom. Anybody remembers what the Prabhupada says in two purport in this chapter? He said, how do you know when Kali enters in your life or he didn't say Alachua, I'm just adding. Prabhupada said, these are the symptoms. You have many symptoms, but four symptoms he says very specifically. The four regulative principles that we follow. It's very interesting, isn't it? Otherwise, the vast subject about symptom of Kali, how about four regulative principles? Since we are following, hopefully, all strictly, then Kali has no influence on us. So nicely, Prabhupada gives the remedy in that. So, when King Parikshit, according to Prabhupada, heard this, the four rules are broken everywhere. So he started roaming around. Then in a subtle form, he saw a beautiful display of a bull, Dharmadev, the religious person. He took the form of bull, standing on one leg, having conversation with Bhumi Devi, Mother Earth, in a form of cow. And there is a person who dress look like his own dress. So he even asked, who are you? He said, I am the king. He says, since I am the king, how can you be the king? But Kali is so smart, he says, you are the king of the land, I am king of the time. Okay, there's just some kingdom is divided by Kali, not the Parikshit, but the Kali. Then Kali understood, King Parikshit understood. Okay, he didn't say, my name is Kali. You know, this is the identity. He said, I'm the king of the time. So then, of course, the conversation started, and this conversation continuing this chapter, only few texts left. And it's very interesting how we really going through with the different details. So today's verse is 32 and 33, where Dharma Dev, or you can say the bull, Dharma Bull, Dharmaraj, he is asking the cause of her suffering, and he gave 17 dialogues. And I'm sure you all memorized it in your heart. If not, you can read it in Bhagavatam. And then Mother Bhumi Devi, she is replying his questions. So this is the reply of the questions today's sloka. Yesterday's sloka also started. So today's sloka. Brahmadayo bahotittam jadapanga moksha. Kamastapa samacharam bhagavat prapanna. Shasri sabasam arabindavanam vihaya. Jat pada so bhagam alam bhajate anuratta. Tasyaham abja kulishankusha hetu kete. Srimat padir bhagavata shamalam kritagni. Trina tuarcha upalabhatato vibhutayam.
Lokan samam visrajat utsmayatim tadante. Please read.
Brahma dayo
Brahma dayo bhuti tam jada panga moksha. Tamastapa samacharam bhagavat prapanna. Sasri sabasham aravinda banam vihaya. Pada so bhagam alam bhajate nirakta. Tasyam abja kureshankusha ketu ketahi. Tasyam abja kureshankusha ketu ketahi. Upalabha tato vibhuti Lokan samam visvijat utsmayantim tadante. Brahma dayo bahuti tam jada panga moksha. Sasi sabha samaravinda banam vihaya. Yadapada so bhagam alam bhajate nurakta.
Tasyam abja kulisham kusha ketu hetai.
Tasyam abja kulisham kusha ketu hetai. Srimad pade bhagavata samalam pitagni. Vin ato racha upalabha tato vibhuti. Lokan samam visvijat utsmayate. So there are three topics, hopefully we can touch all. One is the Brahma, demigods, all human beings, everybody is seeking the glance of Mother Lakshmi Devi. Second is the value of Lord's lotus feet, and who are the example, or do we need to focus, how much focus we need to literally remember every part of Lord's lotus feet. And the third topic is, even though Bhumi Devi is lamenting, the Lord disappeared after she became fortunate, but now because Lord disappeared or left from this her territory, you can say, that she is deprived of of good fortune and everything's turning into bad. So she is regretting. But then Prabhupada actually pacified. I hope she met Prabhupada also. I'm sure she did. Because Prabhupada in the purport, Prabhupada actually gave wonderful explanation how nobody should feel sad. Because even though Kali Yuga is influencing or manifesting all these unwanted things, but Prabhupada's purport gives three things. One is, we can at once be free from contamination. Second, gradually rise to the status of transcendence. And third is, go back home, back to Godhead. What else you want? Nothing. So with that note, I'll begin. Synonyms: Brahma Adya, demigod such as Brahma, Bahutitam, you can read together, or because no time, so just read very quick. Bahutitam, for many days, Jat of Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, Apanga Moksha, glance of grace, Kaman, being desires of, Tapah, penance, Samacharan, executing, Bhagavat unto the personality of Godhead, Prapanna, surrender, Sa, she, the goddess of fortune, Sri Lakshmiji, Sabhasam, her own, about Aravinda Banam, the forest of lotus flower, Vihaya, leaving aside, Jat, whose father, feet, Sobhagam, all blissful, Alam, without hesitation, Bhajate, worship, Anurakta, being attached, Tasya, his, how myself, Abja, lotus flower, Kulisha, thunderbolt, Ankusha, rod for driving elephants, Ketu, flag, Kete, impression, Srimad, the owner of opulence, Pade, by the sole of the feet, Bhagavata, of the personality of Godhead, Shamalankrita Angi, one whose body so decorated, Trin, Ati, supersiri, Aroche, beautiful decorator, Upalabha, having obtained, Tataha, thereafter, Vibhutim, specific power, Lokan, planetary system, Sa, he, mam, me, Visrajat, gave up, Utsamaitam, while feeling proud, Tadante, at the end. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Lakshmiji, the goddess of fortune, whose glance of grace was sought by demigods like Brahma, or for whom they surrendered many a day unto the personality of Godhead, gave up her own abode in the forest of lotus flower and engaged herself in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord. I was endowed with specific powers to supersede the fortune of all the three planetary systems by they are decorated with the impression of the flag, thunderbolt, elephant driving rod, and lotus flower, which are sign of the lotus feet of the Lord. But at the end, when I felt I was so fortunate, the Lord left me. Okay, we'll begin the purport as we go along. Please join to offer our heart to the Guru Parampara. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasa Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam rupa kadamayam dadati shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamsyam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vanchakalpa Taruvesha Kripasindubhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So Srila Prabhupada's purport began with the beauty and opulence of the world can be enhanced by the grace of the Lord. Not by any man-made planning. When the Lord Sri Krishna was present on this earth, the impression of the special sign of his lotus feet were stamped on the dust. And as a result of this specific grace, the whole earth was made as perfect as possible. In other words, the rivers, the seas, the forest, the hills, the mines, which are supplying agent for the necessity of man and animal, were fully discharging their respective duties. Therefore, the riches of the world surpass all the riches of all other planets in the three planetary system of the universe. One should therefore ask that the grace of the Lord always be present on earth, so that we may be favored with his causeless mercy and be happy having all necessities of life. One may ask how we can detain the Supreme Lord on this earth after his mission is fulfilled and he has left this earth for his own abode. Then Prabhupada asked the question, it's very interesting. And then he answers. He said, the answer is that there is no need to detain the Lord. The Lord being omnipresent can be present with us if we want him at all. By his omnipresence, he can always be with us if we are attached to his devotional service by hearing, chanting, remembering, etc. Prabhu, can you minimize that? Can you put on the Google slide? Lotus feet of the Lord Krishna. There's so many I was noticing, I was meditating. So I'm going to discuss few minutes about the lotus feet. I have a beautiful picture here. Somebody painted on a rock of the lotus feet. So first, the details explanation, if anybody has interest, well, we must have interest, believe or not. Do you know in Brajadham, every Brajavasi knows the sole of Krishna, the footprint Are you familiar? Yes. They are 100% aware. Where is the evidence? Many evidence. One example, the day Krishna, whenever he wants to do little mischievous activity, not with the boys, but himself, but boys will be around, but not part of it, like Kaliya, he will not take Balaram. You will see, many pastimes like this. So Balaram stayed with his mother. So Krishna went there, but the news came that Krishna is having a wrestling or some kind of, you can say, pastimes with Kaliya. How did Brajavasi know? They never went to Kaliya's lake. How did they know? Sanatana Goswami Pad says, every Brajavasi, they know the footprint of Krishna's lotus feet. But Krishna's lotus feet, nobody ever steps on it. Because we have a material, I have a material mind. Sometimes we think, then how do they walk? The Vrindavan is filled with Krishna's lotus feet. Jogamaya protect every step Krishna place on the ground. Eternally preserved. So, where are these details coming from? Srila Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur's. Oh, thank you. Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur's explanation on Rupa Chintamani, a book. He gives a beautiful verse. Chandradham kalasam trikona dhanushkikam gospadam prastikam. I'm just going to go to the directly to the moon. Few things. Moon. He has a moon, half moon, not a full moon. Because half moon is in Radharani's lotus feet. You notice when Krishna appears, he never appears in full moon. He always appears halfway of the moon. And when Radharani appears, halfway other side of the moon, dark moon. And these two together is complete. Krishna is never complete without Radharani, and Radharani is never complete without Krishna. So this moon is demonstrate Krishna is complete when he is endowed with full potency. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is complete. How? Because he is Radha Krishna together. That's why he appears on the full moon. But Radha and Krishna, they are always on the eighth day. And moon is calculated by 16. So like this. So the half moon, and I'll just give only few because there's so much explanation Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur says. So nice. We have to meditate because we want to go to Golok Vrindavan. While you chant, you can meditate this. Bhaktivinoda Thakur even made a song, a beautiful song that I sometimes sing for just my own benefit. Ekhono bujinu prabhu tumara charana. Asakaya bhaya amrita adhara tomara charana dai tahate ekhano bishrama lobi acharinu bhavera bhai. Lotus feet has a four function. Very sweet. The whole song has a function, character, attributes. Four function. Asaka abhaya amrita adhara. If you feel your material lamentation disappear, actually you are connected to Krishna's lotus feet, that time chanting. If you maintain resentment while chanting Hare Krishna, we are not touching the Lord's lotus feet. It's a very nice introspective. We can detect our own elevation of consciousness, because Krishna consciousness is nothing but dull consciousness to the highest consciousness of Radha Krishna's devotional service. So he says, Ashoka Abhaya Amrita Adhara. Abhaya means fearless. Fearless has itself has many explanations. When the reporter asked to Prabhupada, how do you feel? You are chanting. Prabhupada said, I feel fearless. Wow, what an answer. He feels fearless. Because when we chant, what can disturb us? It's very interesting. I'm going to give you just a little synopsis. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says on this, that these are the seven things you should meditate when you chant. Whose name you chanting? So he said, first thing, you don't meditate on Krishna, meditate on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He gives a reason. No form of Krishna Tattva other than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can give us Krishna Prem. It is very easy to get material enjoyment. Dharma Artha Kama Moksha Krishna will give, but Lord Chaitanya will never give. Even Lord Ram, he gave, Sarvanga Muni asked for moksha, he gave. Lord Chaitanya, Ramdas Vishwas asked for moksha, Lord Chaitanya said, I never want to see your face. Mahaprabhu is so merciful, he wants to give the ultimate need. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, when we chant, we should first chant Guru's name, because Guru is the one who connects us to that pure goodness level. Because holy name in pure goodness. Holy name is complete, is never nama parad nama bhas. It is the chanter whose approach has all this namakshara alphabet, then namabhas, then namaparad, then suddhanam. Namaparad, then namabhas, then suddhanam. So this is from the sadhaka or the practitioner's view. But holy name is always complete, pure, in pure goodness. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave a very wonderful logic. He says in this glorification of holy name, that holy name when we do japa, it is glorification of 7.1. First sloka of Prabhupada, 7th canto, first chapter, first. That Krishna is impartially partial. This is my way of translating that chapter. That Prabhupada put that chanting means glorification, glorifying the Lord in the purport, and very sweet. I love that. Chanting means glorification. So if somebody do not know the glory of Krishna, then not possible they can chant your name. Asadu sange bhai Krishna naam nahi hai, namakshar bahirai bote naam kabunai. Kin judi karbe Krishna naam sadhu sanga karo bhukti mukti siddhi vancha dure parihara. Jagadananda Pandit, he was writing how to chant. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jaga is the nickname of Jagadananda Pandit. I want to talk to you. He said, no Prabhu, I don't have time. He said, I don't have a time. What are you doing? He said, I'm very busy. Please don't disturb. Can you imagine? He's talking to Lord Chaitanya like this. Lord Chaitanya said, I need to talk to you right now. He said, no, I'm very busy, secluded, a private. I give me some private time. I need to finish this. Because he's writing the confidential glory of Mahaprabhu. He doesn't want Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu knows. But he will get caught. So he was hiding. And he write this. He said, you should first think of your guru who is connecting you to pure goodness. It's the same thing Prabhupada also answered to Bhagavan Das in Bairavis, when Bhagavan Das asked that question. In the temple, we are chanting, everybody's chanting. Is everybody's chanting produce the same result? So Prabhupada reply, not yes or no. Prabhupada says, when someone chant, I love. Many answer Prabhupada like, explain. He doesn't say yes or no. He says that a chanter should connect to absolute truth, and proportion to his conscious acceptance, result will be produced. Means how much you understand, how much you believe, how much you actually eager to serve the holy name, that much effect of the chanting will come. And I found actually where Prabhupada got this, because this is in Rupa Goswami Pad verse. He says, mana sangharanam saucham maunam mantrartha chintanam abhigrattam anirveda japa sampatti hetava. The result of japa, you know the word japa, right? What does japa mean? Ja means janma nishet. Anybody is doing the chanting, he no more birth. Pa means pap. The inclination to non-devotional will disappear. That's how originally the word japa came. Japa. So they say, japa sampatti hetava. Rupa Goswami Pad gives the same in a more details, and Prabhupada like taking part of that verse and giving in the purport. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, first thing we should remember Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after Guru, because, and we should think, Mahaprabhu, thank you. You are the only one who is giving this love of Godhead. I am eternally grateful to you. And then next he said, Mahaprabhu, thank you for revealing through your intimate devotee all the anarthas, nirvishesha sunnavadi, Prabhupada's name, that has to go away. I am here, Pran Govinda Das, Krishna is here, both are in the heart. What is blocking? Somebody in between. They are called anartha, they are called false ego, whatever. This will be removed. How it will be removed? We have to focus, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, through Sarvama Bhattacharya, ultimate defeat of Mayavad removed. So we must grasp what Sarvama Bhattacharya and Mahaprabhu's discussion was. That's why we study all this sastra. Rupa Goswami Pad, through Rupa Goswami Pad, what did Mahaprabhu get? He established the difference, gradation of bhakti and ultimate Golok Vrindavan Brajavasi, how they serve Radha Krishna, divine couple. Very elaborate explanation called Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Through Ramananda Roy, he established the ultimate goal. Through anybody else? Through who else? Can you remember any name of Mahaprabhu's associate? Sanatana Goswami Pad. What did Mahaprabhu establish? Etiquette. And Sambandha Acharya. There are three triangles. You, Krishna and Maya. My relationship with Krishna, my relationship with Maya, Maya's relationship with Krishna, Maya's relationship with me. Who gave this triangle most perfect way? Sanatana Goswami Pad. But where did he get it from? Madhvacharya. Today is Madhvacharya's disappearance day. Five eternal differences, he said. Pancha Nitya Bheda. Five eternal differences established by Madhvacharya. This is one of the two reasons why Mahaprabhu took that sampradaya as his own sampradaya. Because sometimes the question comes, why didn't Mahaprabhu take Ramanu Sampradaya, other Sampradaya? This is one of the two reasons. One is that there is a five eternal difference, Jiva Ishvara Bheda, eternally difference between God and soul. Never possible become one. Never. Eternally difference. Eternally difference between the soul and the material nature. In our constitutional structure, Ghatan, there is no trace of Maya. Absolutely no trace of Maya. It is an imposition of false ego when we misuse the free will, desire to enjoy this, or got caught with the allure activities of Maya, the false ego imposes on the soul. So what happened? Who can enjoy the Maya? Oh, Krishna doesn't enjoy. We all know that, right? Krishna never escort Maya. Then who enjoy? Who can enjoy Maya 100%?
Nobody.
Shiva. Yes. Krishna gave Shiva. He has an eternal connection with Maya. He is eternally husband. It is not temporary. A temporary manifestation, but Shiva is eternally possessor and controller appointed by Krishna. His name is Adhikrita Das, one of the four servants. Adhikrita Das is one of Rupa Goswami Pad, right? Number one is Shiva, then Brahma, like this. So Shiva is Adhikrita Das, he has 100% right. Guess what happened? When Pran Govinda Das misused the free will, got attracted by allure activity, just a little desire. Oh, what is that? Let me check it out. No, not outside. I'm talking about inside. Like, checked it out inside. That time the Lord Shiva, false ego, four things came in us, his consciousness. And then I thought, I can enjoy all the ladies in the world. I can be the king of America. President. I can be the ruler of the world. Where did this idea come from? The soul does not have, they are eternally servant of Krishna. That contamination came from that point. And Madhvacharya explained this very nicely. Then third point is, there is an eternal difference between Maya and Ishvara, Krishna. She has no separate existence. She is eternally dependent on the Ramadevi, who is also all the potency, including headed by Radharani, are eternally dependent on Krishna. Nobody has an independence, but Krishna chooses. Prabhupada writes in 4th chapter Adilila, verse 62 to 74, you can read the purport. It's wonderful. One of the best purport. I mean, every purport is good. I'm sorry, Prabhupada, but I fell in love with those purport. It's so clear that how Krishna chooses to put himself under the Ladini potency, under Radharani. It is not that Radharani is a higher position. There's a misunderstanding. Krishna gave Radharani's position to be in a higher, on what? Not on tattva, on rasa. To relish, Krishna throw himself to be controlled by Radharani. But on tattva, Radharani is not superior. This is only Prabhupada made this. I'm not against any group or anything, but they have a wrong conception. Radharani is higher position. I said, why does it say that? Krishna bancha purti kore aradhane atoev radhika nam purane bakane. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami did not say. He said Radharani is subordinate to Krishna. This is tattva. But in Rasagata, Prabhupada explained actually. They should glorify Prabhupada, all the sampradaya in the world. That Prabhupada explained in those verses purport that how Krishna choose and why he choose. Ladi nira saro prema, prema saro bhavo, bhavera paramo kasta namo maha bhavo. Mahabhava Sarupini Shirada Thakurani Sarva Guna Khani Krishna Kanta Siraman. All those verses in 4th chapter explains very detailed, and Prabhupada give a beautiful purport. So this is also Madhvacharya's contribution, that material nature and Krishna never can be one, eternally difference. Eternally difference between each soul. Rama, I'm not going to go details. I was researching one time Ramanujacharya. He says the difference between amongst the soul is like in a barn there is so many cows. Did you get it? I didn't get it. Okay, so many cows. So maybe different color? What he was trying to say, I could not understand. There's not much explanation. I asked Goro Keshav Prabhu, he's genius on the Ramanu Sampradaya's teaching. He said, not much details, but the servitorship is there. I said, okay, but there is a little more specific. Because three identity I found. First identity is negative. We are not. We are not this body. We are not the mind. This is Prabhupada really founded it. Second identity is we are eternally servant of God, Krishna. Okay. But the third identity, or the best identity, I would say, is wonderfully explained by Prabhupada and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That's why some sampradaya, they are against Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Prabhupada. They said they promoted this. I would not say the name, but it is there. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Prabhupada promoted this what? That each soul identity is sthayi bhav, permanent emotional relationship, reciprocal with Krishna. And the definition he gives, sthayi bhav is the roti, deep emotional attachment that each soul has as a shelter of love for Krishna, as an enjoyer of that love. This is our real identity. When Mahaprabhu went to Mathura, he was detecting this Brahmana. Why is he crying for God? Krishna. He was detecting. What is your last name? Sonoria. Oh, generally sannyasi don't eat. Anyway, there's a whole details given. That every Brahmana's house. By last name, he is actually lower class Brahmana. But Mahaprabhu detected his symptom. Very high ecstasy. And he's thinking, this is not possible. Any Vaishnava, any Brahmana can have this kind of symptom. I love that purport Prabhupada gave. Why? You know, there's a big difference between all the Vaishnava in the world and this Gauriya Vaishnava. Prabhupada gives there, not on his own, supported by Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu says he detected, and after that he says, who is your guru? He said, oh, I'm very fortunate to be blessed by my guru Madhavendra Puri. Then Mahaprabhu says, yes, now it makes sense. This kind of symptom not possible in any Vaishnava's reciprocation with the Lord except Madhavendra Puri's life. So Madhvacharya, Madhavendra Puri, we are eternally indebted Mahaprabhu to give this last identity that we focus. And Madhvacharya is very famous. He glorified at this. Today we also read, we discovered that he has a gopi form in Golok Vrindavan. It's very interesting. Oh, I never heard that. I always thought it was the expansion of Hanumanji or Prana. Prana is not a Vayu. I mean, you can say it's the same name, but Prana is the breath of the Mahavishnu that sustains the whole creation, and that expansion is Madhvacharya within him. It's a very exalted position. But more position, because in a Rasagata Vichar, Madhva Sampradaya is the only one who gave this this clue of Lakshmi Madhavendra Puri's Gurudev, who got it from Balaram, gave to Madhavendra Puri, Madhavendra Puri gave to Ishwar Puri, and Prabhupada write Ishwar Puri embraced Mahaprabhu, and that's how this sentiment transmitted from guru to disciple all the way down. Lakshmi Patni. Yeah, but no details given.
But that's
it. But in Madhvacharya Sampradaya, he breaks down. He said every soul has a particular relationship with God. He clearly said, eternally difference between each soul. Haribol will never become one. That's true. And then, so we got five, right? Everybody got it? The five eternal differences? The eternal difference between Vishnu and the soul, that's one. Second is eternal difference between Maya and Ishvara. Eternal difference between Ishvara and Prakriti. I said that, Maya and Prakriti. Maya and the Jiva. And eternal difference between each elements of the Prakriti. And he gives why Krishna did not say Mahat Brahma. He did say, Mahat Brahma, Mama Jani Mahat Brahma, Tasya Garbham Dadami Aham, 14th of 3, I believe, where this material nature is Brahman. But he did not say that. He break down, Bhumi, Apa, Anala, Bhayu, Kham, Mana, Buddhi, Evacha, Ankara, Iti, Amma, Vina. He break it down, the eight elements. And Madhvacharya gave so many references. Why Krishna break down? Because they are not same. It's very interesting. And there is a whole description given. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur composed a book on this when he established the four acharyas deity, murti form in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there is an eternal difference between each soul. We got five, right? Okay. Time is up. I didn't even finish one topic. I'm sorry. I'm just going to give on Lord Ramchandra because I'll feel otherwise depressed. Just very short, quick, Maharaj Kula Shekhar. Srila Prabhupada wrote this Mukunda Mala Stotram. Anybody read that book? Please read. It's so nice. And Saraswati Maharaj actually completed the last part. Prabhupada didn't finish. But Prabhupada found very secret. That's why he started translating it. Mukunda Mala Stotram, Kulasekhar Maharaj, he has a one little story on Ram Vijay Utsav. That he was transformed by the association of Krishna Bhakta. Sometime I like the way Prabhupada described with Upendra Prabhu in 1968 San Francisco conversation about our origin, our relationship with God. So secret. I cannot believe in 68, well, Prabhupada was not Prabhupada, he addressed him Swamiji, and you can see in database. And so Swamiji, so Prabhupada gives a little explanation, so I'm going to just narrate in 2 minutes this pastime of Kulashekar, and then I'll go back there and finish it. The Maharaj Kulashekar became so immersed in Krishna consciousness that he would wake up very early for Mangalarti and everything. Even though he's a king, but he became Alwar. But then he became so immersed that he forgot one day to get up for Mangalarti. Not that he forgot. He was in a dream of wonderful experience of Mother Yashoda's relationship with Krishna. So they started waking up with the music of a nice bhajan, kirtan. And when he came out, he expressed that. So one day, all the ministers, they saw the king is not acting as a king. They want king to be like a, you know, bossy kind of, like a conquering.
Macho.
Thank you. So then king was not acting. He was acting just like a Hare Krishna devotees. So he is so immersed. He always asked this Krishna Das, tell me more about Krishna pastime, Siddhanta, philosophy. We must know the pastime and Siddhanta is like a two side of the river, two bank. Then the rasa will be released. If we don't have a complete Siddhanta and the pastime, the rasa will not be released. It has to be like channeling like this. So he explained, he was hearing. He heard one day about Lord Ram's Leela, that this evil king Ravana kidnapped. He was so immersed that he forgot where he was. He literally elevated his consciousness, aligned with the speaker consciousness, and he merged. He immediately says, Minister, order all the soldiers to come right now. We are going to help Lord Ram. But those days, king, you don't ask, just follow. And they're marching. They went all the way to the ocean. He said, we're going to cross the ocean. And all the minister and thousands of soldiers, they're going. Now, you told me about this is million years difference in material calculation. But in spiritual calculation, it is not. He felt it is happened right now. So they enter into the ocean. When they enter into the ocean, up to the neck, Lord Ram and Sita Devi and Lakshman, Hanuman, they all appear. Ram said, wait, king. We just killed the Ravana and Sita is rescued. Don't worry. Now you go back and throw a big festival of conquering over Lanka, conquering over evil spirit. And he came back, and then later on he realized actually there was a big gap. But Lord Ram appeared to him with Sita Devi, Lakshman, Hanuman. So there's so many, it can happen to our life if we can absorb like this. I'll come back to this. It was very nice. This is one of the examples that he was sometimes so immersed about Mother Yashoda's feeling for Krishna. He had a feeling for Ram, he had a feeling for Narayan. He went so many routes. Is there anything wrong? Nothing wrong, our Acharya said. Even Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur gave a commentary on this Mukundamala Sutra I found. He says, if devotee feels some attraction to any form of God, he should go for it. He or she should go for it. Because our origin, Sthayi Bhav, is fixed. But to come back, nothing harm to go around. But it is a monopoly to think that if you don't come to our group, you will not get what we will give from anywhere else. That is what Prabhupada was against and Bhaktivinoda Thakur was against. So I'll end here.
It's a monopoly.
Prabhupada says this is a monopoly.
Say that.
He says Nityananda Bhangsha. He says some word, something like that. What did he say?
We also say monopoly. They say monopoly.
They have monopoly. Prabhupada said actually what the monopoly. They have a monopoly. Yeah. Okay.
That's why he said we're not biggest.
We are the biggest.
No, he said we're not biggest. Like, we asked him about that. If we worship Ram, we're supposed to be fixed on Krishna. No, we're not biggest. It's a joke. He was biggest.
Okay. Any reflection? Any reflection, one or two? Yes, Mother Sri Devi. Mother Sri Devi.
Thank you. That was a really nice point about the holy name is complete, but the Nama Parad or Nama Bas is within the chanter. That was a really nice point. Thank you. And also how you explained the superiority of Radharani in terms of rasa, but not in terms of tattva. Like, that makes so much sense. I never heard that before said like that, but it makes sense because, like, she's his potency and she's his servant. She's the highest servant. But then sometimes we put Radharani as like highest, but that's in terms of she has the most rasa, right?
Yes. Thank you. That's true.
So that was a really nice distinction. Thank you.
Yes, true. Oh, this is one of the comment of Sanatana Goswami.
He said so fast, didn't
he? Yeah, right. He said, in order for rasa to flow,
yeah,
you have to have a bank, like a lake,
yeah,
like a river.
Yeah, yeah.
So one has to have a complete understanding of Siddhanta and also hearing Leela. Then the rasa will flow. Otherwise, rasa will not flow. Will feel like I'm hearing, but I'm not tasting.
So Leela and Tattva, or you call Siddhanta?
Yeah. Together, you sit down.
You know the word bigot, or maybe you don't know bigot.
Biggest.
Sometimes you don't know all the words.
I don't.
How I use the word. If bigot is someone who is against one race, against blacks, or against this.
But right now, Krishna consciousness, ISKCON, is the biggest in the planet. No, in the world, in the universe.
Bigot is good. Well, bigot is probably used to Hindu good English.
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande.